Hey everyone, it's Liam. I just had an experience that was, at the same time, one of the most emotionally rewarding and emotionally, like, what the fuck that I've ever had, and all at the same time. I was just picking up a lay-by from Big W, which is like a chain store, department store, for some Christmas presents. And there was a lady there when I got to the counter, who was literally sobbing. And the area that it's in is not a great area, but nicely dressed, well-spoken. Kids were, you know, nice lady. And she'd had some things on lay-by that were supposed to be finalised last week. I found this out later, obviously. And wasn't able to pay that to finalise it, and she had, like, you know, $10 owing. So she wasn't able to pay for it because she'd not been working for a while and her husband had lost his job, and she was asking for an extension. The labour lady was actually being a real bitch and was saying, no, we're not able to do that. And I'm like, how much is left? $10. I said, here's $10. Now, as you all know, my financial situation's not great. That $10 was my one treat for the week. I was going to buy myself some Chinese from the food court. And I said, here's $10. Let her have it. It's done. And she looked at me, fine. And then started to finalise the lady's lay-by. Now, the lady was really grateful. And she said, thank you so much. Where can I have you? No, don't worry about it. It's, you know, it's all good. No, I was feeling good. I'm normally an arsehole. I don't normally give a fuck what people think or do, but I felt good about it. She was happy, the kid was happy, she was laughing and crying at the same time, so I thought, yeah, she seems genuine. I don't have a problem with what I've just done. The lady behind us then had a go at me, you shouldn't encourage her. And I'm like, excuse me, encourage? I don't understand. How do you know she's telling the truth? You know, she's probably just a bludger. And I'm like, you need to keep your voice down, because the lady was obviously quite genuinely upset. And even if she is a bludger, that's my choice to do this. Well, you know, it's not your place to do it. And I'm like, madam, you need to stop talking and walk away from me right now. You can't talk to me like that. Well, ma'am, when you're being completely and utterly unreasonable, unpleasant and cruel, I'll talk to you how the hell I want. You need to stop talking to me and walk away now. I've done a nice thing. The lady was in genuine distress. Back off. So yeah, I still feel good about what I did, but, you know, why did this lady even need to say anything? I just don't get it. Anyway, so that's my good deed, probably for the decade. Ciao.